I think the natural return for humans, once we complete the full circle of AI, is back to the camp circle or the campfire, and back to the drum circle, back to the community, back to the laughter and joy. Think of it. Us humans, we struggle and work so hard because we're competing and we want to achieve. Well, what do you do when you have everything? Most people would not be like Elon Musk. These people are outliers in terms of the map of personality types. The ultra wealthy billionaire class, they're a type of person that was not always destined to become rich. In other centuries, such a person would have been less useful to society. There have been times where physical strength was more important. Of course, strategic thinking and a lot of aspects of what it takes to reach those levels, they're transferable and intact. But for a lot of people, reaching the complete financial freedom, that means to rediscover what it means to be human. It means to go from working to survive to reaching a status of abundance, then what do you do with your time? And I believe what makes us humans the most happy and satisfied is actually the community. So we're talking about look at what humans did when they were happy in the history. It was get together, sing, dance, and have joy. Now, with the AI world we're walking into, the need for a lot of the things we do today is diminishing. And from the perspective of an AI that wants to optimize for human well-being, I'm quite sure it ought to realize soon that the optimal state of existence for humans are as close to their biological essence as possible. This is so opposite of the human accelerationist movements. But I see it from this perspective. Humans feel the best when they're healthy. What is healthy? Normally, it involves fitness, strength, using our bodies, because our bodies are incredible machines that pump us full of everything we need, well-being chemicals, and all these things. But we also have stress hormones, the drive for survival. And the survival instinct, it has driven me very long. But I've reached a point at the moment where I realize I don't have to live with that survival instincts. I've managed to accumulate what is quite a life-changing amount for me. And it makes me realize that there's so much more to life than just the survivalist hoarding and the relentless struggle to survive. My whole nervous system is wired for survival. But what if it was wired for joy and fitness and health and a sense of calm? That would be nice. And I think more and more people will be able to enter that realm. Because what do you do with yourself when you have everything? And look, if AI becomes so optimized that it basically replaces the entire workforce, so we don't have to work. Literally, there's abundance of everything. AI will work. It's the equivalent of having a slave economy, but permeating everything. And us humans will be reduced to our essence, which is biological beings. So I think this future is promising, and now's the time to start rediscovering how to be a human, because I think it entails so much more than what we've discovered. On the other hand, I also see the flaws of the digital nomadism. I embraced it completely, and I really feel like I've reached the end of that road. I've lived free anywhere I want, on the road, working from my laptop, and being financially independent. And although it's a freedom, it's also alienating because I don't meet people like me, almost never. And the people I love, they're all in communities, they all do regular jobs, and they're beautiful, amazing people. But I took another path, the lonely path of the digital nomad. And without encountering other digital nomads, this choice of life is quite lonely. And when you see the world out there, you contrast what you do with the people who work the regular jobs, the police, the people working in hospitals, the drivers, everyone who makes the world go around. They're not perhaps financially independent, but they do something meaningful. Perhaps even more so than what I do. I feel like I've therefore, and by the way, I'm extremely grateful and I want to do the best I can with with what's been given to me, a steward of this, and continue the path forward in faith. But my question is, perhaps this rat race is not the truth. Perhaps the drum circle and the campfire is the truth. People say they want to become financially independent and then do a job they don't like, but they would enjoy. I mean, they would do a job that they would love to do, but doesn't pay them enough. You see, we keep circling back to this in humanity. You want to become a multimillionaire so that you can lay on the beach and live on the beach, like Tom Hanks' Castaway. Failing to realize that to live that life, you don't need a lot of money. And the other is like, I want to be filthy rich so that I can go become a construction equipment operator because it's fun, even though it doesn't pay much. This tells me that the main struggle us humans have in life is safety and security. The reason you want to be a multimillionaire laying on the beach is because if shit hits the fan, you have resources to save your ass somehow. The reason you want to go live in a log cabin and chop wood, but being a millionaire, is because you have some safety. And the reason you want to be a multi-billionaire construction operator or construction equipment operator is because you want safety. And I think the point of life and the distinction here is the safety doesn't come from the outside, it comes from the inside. You want to be a super rich operator of equipment. Because simply being an operator of equipment makes you feel unsafe. It makes you worried for your future. So where are we then in the world of AI? Will we have to worry about our future? And if not, will we all be happy construction equipment operators? I kind of believe so. I feel myself pulled to the forest. I want to sit with the hippies again. Around a campfire and playing music. Not because it's wealth, it's because it's the essence of humanness and to choose the happiness. And the biggest irony is our own fears are the biggest limit. Because if you would have let go of the sense that you need to have safety until you can enjoy your life. That is the lifestyle. of the faithless. You see, the faithless, they don't trust in God and that they will have what they need in life. And it's a learning lesson. The faithless want to manage their all their risks themselves. And when you trust God or trust the universe, you put your soul and your life in the hands of this greater mystery and simply realize that your duty on earth is to live, not worry about the unknown. Maybe you can even shed this search of for safety until liberation and liberate yourself immediately. We're still at the cusp of this change, and you can most definitely still, as a matter of fact, the way the world is going, we're probably entering darker times before the brighter times. We're gonna have swaths of people kind of indoctrinated into the AI slop, consuming AI slop, scrolling, and in a way, wasting away, or perhaps that's too harsh of a word. But the risk is that what I want is for humans to be free. And the liberation doesn't come from the systems that are built for us at the moment. This is what I can say now. Over and out.